This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey. Everything's gonna be alright. Just do like I do. There ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, and what I can do. All you gotta do is.
All right. John Bannister retired 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, as a lieutenant in California Highway Patrol. And he's the brother of Joe Bannister, a great patriot, a friend of mine. And he was the head of security. All traffic and logistics and enforcement at the annual Gilroy Garlic Festival. It's a very popular foodie event with music. That's what I like. They kind of have those here in Austin now, music events where they have all this great food. It's not like hot dogs and pretzels that gives you heartburn. It's like gourmet food. But I'll tell you, after the Vegas thing, and that got swept under the rug, and these other events, you really look over your shoulder. And then you learn that they had this place crawling with off-duty and people volunteering and uniformed folks, and they stop him in 1 minute. What if they wouldn't have? It's just a nightmare situation. John, I appreciate you coming on. You've been making some really good points. Other points you'd like to make just about the climate. Like you said, these soulless people, the fuck, they have nothing left, so if they get attention and just do something nasty, that just seems like such an alien spirit of evil, but... I mean, I'll say it. I think we're seeing a lot of goodness come out right now, but also a lot of evil. I think it's really almost like a biblical time we're witnessing.
You know, Alex, I would have to agree with that statement. I know personally from doing some research that there are a lot fewer people attending church. There's a lot fewer people identifying, you know, per se as Christians or Jews or other people of faith. And it really seems like the country has lost its soul, its moral compass. And if you think about that, those are the things that when you believe in a higher power, that you're going to treat your fellow man differently. You're going to treat them with deference, with respect. You're going to love them. You're going to help them if you can. And it just seems as a society, we've lost our way. They've taken God, a creator, accountability, really out of the schools, the public square. And I do think this is also a factor that leads to these type of events. Anybody who is a God-fearing person is not going to do this type of, dramatic action and harming his, fellow human beings.
Well, just yesterday there was a story on Infowars.com that I meant to get to on the Sunday show. I didn't, but after you leave us, I'm going to play the clip where even YouTube is telling people that put the keyword Christian in their ad or video. They're saying that's unacceptable. That violates terms of service. And then even Google announced last week, they told a veterans group, you can't run an ad with the name Christian in it. So, I mean, they're really, well, I'm sure you heard major universities are saying don't say the word American or Americans. I mean, it's just getting amazing.
Yeah, Alex, literally the media, colleges, a lot of people in our government with a liberal leaning, they are literally taking everything Americana that made this country great, and they're trying to turn it into something negative, something evil. And I just think it's wrong. It's the wrong direction to go. And we're going to see more of, unfortunately, what we saw yesterday, unless we as a country, you know, decide to turn things around and start voting people into office that truly represent the best interests of the country.
Well, I totally agree, John, and you sound like a chip off the old block. Or maybe are you the big brother or the little brother?
I'm the little brother. I have so much respect for my older brother. He's taught me a lot. He's the one that actually years ago turned me on to your radio program and your website, and in turn, I've done the same thing with a lot of my friends and other family members.
Well, I appreciate you, John. God bless you, and thanks for your time. Glad you didn't get killed, even though you're doing volunteering there. But thank everybody there, and our prayers go out to everybody. And, John, if you ever got a topic you want to pop in about, contact the producer. We'd love to have you back on and say hi to Joe for me. We'll be right back. Stay with
us. Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil, which is an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and don't tread on me American flags, original designs at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and there's a lot of other news and information we're going to be hitting, but I'm going to go to a John Bounds special report. That's what we're going to do right here. And then I'm going to get my papers together because I've got a very important topic that I want to cover here, dealing with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and how they're financing white people are evil, Black Lives Matter, whole movement. It's very, very serious. And then I also have my emergency message to the president that's up on drudgereport.com. That'll be the last segment of this hour, okay? Everybody heads up. That should be a good heads up. Now, the report I'm going to go to now is extremely important. Number clip two. Warning, history is repeating itself. And I know everybody's like, yeah, we know that happens. But it's repeating itself right now in a big, big, big way. And that means we're going to have to experience this. And we're going to have to go through this. And World War II killed 200 million people. World War I killed 50 million people or more. And then diseases that came out of it killed another 40 million, the swine flu. And what's being set up by the globalists, that's how they maintain control. Because the globalists are the remnants of the robber barons and the royalty and all the corrupt groups that are out there. They're planning something even bigger to bring in planetary control because all these advanced technologies are coming forward now. And they want control of those because there's about to be breakaway technologies that have already been discovered where we'll be multiplanetary so fast, we'll be interstellar so fast, we'll be intergalactic, we'll be interdimensional so fast it'll make your head spin. You think fire was an invention? You think the wheel was an invention? You think antibiotics was an invention? You think atomic weapons was an invention? Atomic weapon equations are from 1898, Max Planck. Bring it on over. Bring it on over. Thanks. I mean, you think any of that is a big deal. Wait until what happens next. Just wait. But let's go ahead now. This is a very important report. Go to warning. History is repeating itself. Here it is.
In the hands of the global private banking cartel that is now trying to strangle our economy and our national sovereignty and our borders and our flag and the term America or American. This is what conquerors do. This is what outside enemies do. And now they're doing it.
Will you be able to make a statement against FGM? Because that's an issue in Detroit. It would be really powerful if the two Muslim congresswomen, yourself and Rashida, would make a statement on this issue.
And so I think, quite disgusted, really, to be honest, that as Muslim legislators, we are constantly being asked to waste our time speaking to issues that other people are not asked to speak to, because the assumption exists is that we somehow support and are for, right? You know, there is an assumption. What we look for and what this whole conversation is about is that not only do we not have internalized fears about what we might believe and how that gets implemented, but that we also don't have, right, assumptions about what our value basis might be because of where we might come from and who we pray to.
I've met people who have come here from behind the Iron Curtain that got away from communism. They're some of the best Americans we have because they really appreciate how great our country is. And then I hear Representative Omar say, oh, America's a terrible place. I'd love to be justice, and there's no justice here. It's like, well, she came here, and we fed her, we clothed her. She got welfare. She got school. She got health care. And then, lo and behold, she has the honor of actually winning a seat in Congress, and she says we're a terrible country. I think that's about as ungrateful as you can get.
Wall Street Journal admits that the Jacobin Revolution was an anti-God, anti-family, human enslavement program of control freaks now being carried out in 2019 in the West. And it shows that the academics of the establishment are turning against the system that they originally signed on to. Because it's not just Alex Jones, and it's not just Lord Monckton that know that the French Revolution was the precursor of the communist, at the very same institutions and groups financed the takedown of Russia and China.
This is very, very typical of the left now. They are not in any real sense Democrats. They don't believe in the popular vote unless by their power in the media they can manipulate it, and of course by massive voter fraud. Even that wasn't big enough to get it for them this time.
Yeah, they stole five states, Trump still won.
I hope they clean up. So Trump still won, and of course they're furious. And what should we do about this? What we've got to do is to make it clear to them that they either shape up and sharpen up and get back with democracy and start understanding that the will of the people in a republic that is democratic is sovereign, or they can get out of politics altogether and go and grow vegetable marrows. They can't pretend that they like democracy when they don't. And one of the reasons why they lost is that people are beginning to realize that the left hate democracy because every so often, as it has this time, it allows somebody else a turn at the levers of government, and they are increasingly intolerant of that.
This is mainline history at the academic PhD level. And so everybody needs to just grow up, and I'm not talking about our audience, but the general public that makes jokes, needs to just grow up and realize that this system's designed to enslave humanity, not empower it. And we know communism enslaves. And it's done by ultra-rich who manipulate populations off against each other. And we have no future if we don't stand against this.
All right, I talked about this last hour, but I ran out of time. This next segment, we're going to cover something that is beyond important. It's central, and it ties into everything we've been covering here. The social engineering of embedded groups inside government who are building their own parallel system. But they want the government to get the blame. They want the culture to fight with itself, when all of that is just an expression of our own governance. So they never get the blame, and so they never get identified, and so their globalist plan never gets taken down or defeated. So next segment, we're going to look at how the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are the main financiers, not just of forced inoculation, not just of GMO, not just of Roundup, but teaching everyone that white people are inherently evil. Why is that happening? What's the end game? We'll discuss it next segment. Then, what's really happening with the economy? Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? What's happening with the private Federal Reserve? What's happening with Trump's war with the Federal Reserve? It's quite real. Because there's several fights going on, not just about what we should do monetarily and why there's the abandonment of fiscal conservatism. It's already been abandoned. But what is the real current fight going on instead of this academic discussion about what we could have done back in the past, but where we are now? That's all coming up. And please don't forget, this is a fight between human energy and human will and human destiny and human action. The entire internet and all these systems have been designed to take humanity out of it and to automate it. But we can still jack it or hack it. And we can still override their censorship with word of mouth, with text messages, with email, which they want to get rid of as well. They want to censor and control that. And Facebook's even starting with WhatsApp. But have you plugged InfoWars.com today? Have you told folks about NewsWars.com? Because that's how we're going to win the war. Have you shared the articles and videos, like my emergency message to Trump, asking him not to commit suicide, that Drudge is top...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So let's roll out who's really funding the racial division in this country and who is trying to go out to blacks and Hispanics and others and teach them that people can be bad because of their skin color. That actually melanin or lack of melanin is bad. Martin Luther King is being removed out of colleges. His bust are being taken down. Because the left doesn't like him preaching, we're all God's children, and judge people off what they do, what they stand for, judge a tree by its fruits. Like Christ said, no, white people are bad. There's a big article at dailycaller.com at their news foundation. We also posted it at Infowars.com. 12K a day, how white liberals profit from pushing white privilege. And it's a lengthy article, but when you read it, it says the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the main funder. And then I went and looked up the other groups. They're funded by them as well. So it's basically all of them. I learned like 15 years ago, you hear about some push to take the guns. It's Bill and Melinda Gates. And they put billions and billions of money they got in a tax-free foundation. They only put the profit into taking our guns and sexualizing kids and forced inoculations and all the things they do. And so they fund all these white guilt groups that go around. You pay $12,000 a pop, sometimes more, sometimes less, to teach high schools, colleges that white people are bad. While liberal academics can earn more in a day lecturing about their own white privilege than the median black household makes in 3 months, public records obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation and U.S. Census data show. Left-wing academic Robin DiAngelo is renowned in social justice circles for crafting the white privilege checklist and coining the term white fragility. Listening to her speak comes at a steep price. Then it goes into Bill and Melinda Gates financing her. But this is meant to try to get minorities who are about to be the majority to have a chip on their shoulder and not take the American dream. It's all admitted in the WikiLeaks why they're doing this. But it's also to make white people that were into Martin Luther King and treat people because of who they are and what they do and what they stand for, not what color they are, get really pissed and go, what, I'm bad because I'm white? When people are being openly racist to you, it makes most people become tribal. So this is a breaking of the social compact. This is a breaking of the system. This is how you bring a country down. And the Chi-Coms are fighting this as well. But let's play Democrat candidate Marjorie Williamson, Mrs. Moonbeam, leads white people in collective apology. Remember this a few weeks ago? To African Americans, even though if your great-grandfather was an axe murderer, that's not your fault. You're an independent person. But only 2% of people here until 1867 had slaves. That was in the South. Most people who are European ancestors came here after. It doesn't matter. Because even if your ancestors did have slaves, it's not your fault. But see, that's total tyranny. That's slavery, saying because you're a certain color or because your ancestors are, this is not going to happen to you. It's amazing. It's collective guilt. It's what they did in Zimbabwe and Rhodesia before they rounded up all the whites and killed them. This is so evil. Of course, the multinational Chi-Coms came in after. But here's the Dem candidate leading the white people, all putting their hands together, praying onto black people in some weird ritual that we're sorry and we're sending you energy because we're bad. And making it look loving, saying, you're good, we're bad because of skin color. This is a literal Hitlerian ritual. Here it is.
I'm going to ask the white Americans in the room to please repeat after me. On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country, to you and all African Americans,
who want to be part of this?
From the beginning of our nation's history,
it's all about other countries, man.
In honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children.
And notice this isn't a church. So the churches are all captured leftist cesspits now, pretty much.
Please hear this from my heart. I apologize.
I apologize. And then now you're guilty. She
can
do whatever she says politically.
I acknowledge the depth of the evils that have been perpetrated against black people.
This is a total cult. Nothing about Somalia still running black slaves. It's all about how whites are bad.
From slavery to lynchings.
Slavery.
To white supremacist
lynchings,
laws.
And Jussie Smollett staging events.
To the denial of voting rights.
She's just savoring
to
everything.
To all the ways, both large and small, all of them evil, all of them wrong. For all the oppression and all of the injustices, I apologize. Please forgive us.
Okay, so there's no other evil in the world but slavery 160 years ago here. And England stopped it worldwide and had 11 wars and lost hundreds of thousands of people. But it's still going on in Africa selling slaves. The Muslims are still selling blacks. But that's okay, because they're brown-skinned. If a brown-skinned person sells a black-skinned person, well, then it's okay. So it's a hit. It's a guilt culture for the whites, but also if they're this ruling class that, oh, I'm sorry for what I did to you. Total mental illness. And then to the black folks, it's like your identity is that somewhere back in the past, one of your ancestors might have been a slave when most of the white people came here were indentured servants. It's sick. But people don't want degrees. They don't want jobs. They don't want children today. They want victim status. It's the new royalty. It's the new club. It's the new grand saloon. But Kurt Vonnegut, a listener of this show before he died, and I won't get into it. The point is, a classical liberal. He hated modern liberalism. Liberal fascism, as he called it. A grand saloon is when you celebrate and do something and some weird status you've got that's just a made-up cult. Well, that's a made-up cult. I don't apologize for what Genghis Khan did. I don't apologize for what Hitler did. I had nothing to do with it. Things I've done, I'll apologize to all day. So I want to be a better person. But the idea that America, it's been one of the most open, inclusive places in the world. You can't go to China if you're black and marry a Chinese woman and live there. They'll kill you. You can't go to Saudi Arabia and be a Christian or be gay. But none of that's there. It's all because they know America has this Christian, moral, loving, love your brother. They exploit it. The left does. And so now all the Methodist church, all the big churches are First Methodist Church here in Austin, Texas, takes up collection plates for Bill and Melinda Gates. I have family that used to go there. I've sat there and heard it. My family finally quit going there. It's a family went there. I mean, you talk about satanic. When we come back, I'm going to show you the Bill and Melinda Gates funding, what they're teaching. White devils coming and teaching racism. But because whites rejected racism, they teach it to black people now and brown people. Stay with us on Alex Jones.
Alex,
yes.
I got a plug for the Patriot points I get.
Oh, thanks.
I got $180 so far this year, and I feel like I'm stealing from you. I buy so much in the store because, I mean, I don't want to give that money to Walmart. I don't want to give that money to people who are going to donate it to causes I don't believe in. So I'd rather give that money to you. And I'm getting quality products. The products that I do receive have changed my life. I mean, the X2 has really done a lot for me. I've lost weight. My brain works a whole lot better. My kids, they use the toothpaste. My son used to get these little sore throats, and he puts X2 in water and drinks it, and it gets rid of his sore throat.
Let me break this down for you. I want high-quality stuff in there. I want a good price. But I've kind of habituated everybody to where everybody buys when it's 50% off. I'm making $2 on a toothpaste 50% off. And so it's the same thing like the fish oil or the turmeric or the bone broth. Thank you so much for the plugs. But listen, when people get the Patriot points, a lot of times it makes things a loss leader. Because if you're already getting 10% off because you're on auto ship, and then we're doing 50% off, and then you do something like that, where you have Patriot points, we lose money. But that's okay. Thanks for the support.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
Destined to fail from its foundations. All right, let me really get to something extremely evil here. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is at the heart of the deep state shadow government eugenics combine set up by British intelligence that took over the United States long before World War II. And it created Hitler, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, everything. And this is all in mainline PhD history. It's just not taught to the general public, but anyone can go research it. And that's what's so frustrating is people keep saying, how do you know all this? They think you're idiots. It's all in academic papers. Our great crime is exposing this whole situation. Now, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is promoting white genocide. It's promoting that white people are inherently bad, and it's funding white academics to go out and teach that the West is inherently evil, and that white people are inherently bad, and that we need to capitulate and give free goodies to the minorities. But the minorities will never be given anything. They're to be used as an underclass. It's meant to make white people who believe in Martin Luther King and basic Christianity and judge a tree by its fruits and judge not somebody by the color of their skin, but by their conduct and their deeds. Great music, great food. I don't care what color you are. I'll come to your restaurant. I'll come hear you play. Great, great medicine. You're the top rated surgeon. You're black. You're Indian. You're white. Whoever's top rated. Had a black surgeon, an Indian surgeon, a white surgeon. They just, whoever popped up that was top rated, went and met with them. One guy was black. I guess I've had three or four surgeries in my life. Had a black guy do a surgery, an Indian American do a surgery, and two white dudes do a surgery. They all did a good job. I went off the ratings and word of mouth. Not, people didn't say, oh, this guy's the best surgeon. By the way, he's an Indian. People are results driven. When you have a civilization, but notice they're getting rid of medical ratings for vaccines and drugs. People have problems. They go on WebMD and say, oh, I had a terrible effect. Oh, we're getting rid of reviews. We don't want consumer reviews. And so the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding professors and academics and media people to go out. On average, they're paid $4,000 per speech. Some are paid up to $20,000 per speech. The particular lady profiled in the Daily Caller News Foundation is paid $12,000 a day. And she's a white lady. She's got the customary weird vampire chicken neck going on. And she goes around and teaches white people they're bad. And who's her main funder? Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know, I don't want to spend 2 hours on this because I don't have time, but do you know about Bill Gates' debt? The head of Planned Parenthood, Army Intelligence, Cold Springs Harbor. Cold Springs Harbor created Hitler. Cold Springs Harbor was the worldwide head of eugenics operations and still is today. Now, what does Planned Parenthood target? Blacks and Hispanics. But you're like, but they're liberal. They're teaching us whites are inherently bad. You go to white people and you tell them you're not allowed on the college this weekend because you're bad. People go to hell with you. Now, white folks have been smart enough to go, wait a minute, why is a white professor telling me I can't be here and teaching a bunch of black and Hispanic students whites are devils? Because they want to manipulate those people and they think down on them and think they're stupid and think they're going to be racist. Because it's white people that got rid of tribalism through Christianity and were the first to say we can have a multicultural system based on Jesus Christ and the blessings that come from it, the free market. And I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, whoever you are, if you accept the teachings of Christ and you accept free market ideas, it works. Everybody is wealthy. We come together. It's God's plan. It really is. But you get rid of that, you have hell on earth. Folks, you can't go to any African country where there aren't 10 tribes, 20 tribes, 7 tribes, all killing each other. They look just alike. And you go into Somalia, they don't kidnap or kill you. They'll ask you to help them take on the people down the road who are the other tribe. It's loser behavior. We've all got the programming. We've all got the stuff where 5,000 years ago, if your tribe didn't stick together, the other tribe would come and take all your women and slit your throat. White people did it. Africans did it. The Asians did it. The Native Americans. We're all the same when it comes to that. But Jesus Christ said there's a greater way to do it. Unify under love and justice. And it works. Christian societies are the most effective, wealthiest. Places like Rwanda. Christians were 9% of the population. They had 80% of the wealth. They were the same genetics as the other animist tribes and Muslims, but none of those other groups worked together. The Christians did, so they had all the wealth. They had all the communes that weren't communists but were communal. Communism is a ripoff of a Christian commune, where you communally are still free to have your own house, but you decide to work together, but it only works at a local level. And the Jews, you'll have it as well. They have those systems set up. But it's all voluntary, and it's small, and it's independent. Everybody votes in the commune. So, see, that whole system is being overthrown right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to play all of what this witch has to say, but when we come back, also, I can show you hours of just the latest racial attacks on whites, being killed, being beaten by hordes, by packs of racist black people. But the media is saying, good job, and the media tries to cover it up. But I'm not going to do that. In this segment, I'm going to play part of Bill and Melinda Gates, Robin DiAngelo. Does she even know she's carrying out a program to get subservient whites to go into the paradigm of submission, but to have other white people become tribal? Here it is.
To be white in so many ways is to be raised to be functionally illiterate on the topic of race. I am white, and part of being white is that I was not raised to see myself in racial terms. I mean, I understood that somebody had race, but not really me. To be white is to see oneself outside of race, to see oneself as a unique, special individual, exempt from the forces of socialization.
Outrageous lies, just insane BS. White people.
I'll never forget a moment of standing beside a black man leading a workshop on race, and a white woman said to him, "I don't see color." He said, "Well, then how are you going to see racism? Because I am black. I do think you know that, and I have a different experience than you do. And you're not going to be able to understand that, and you're not going to be able to support the parts of that experience that are really painful and problematic if you refuse to acknowledge my reality. I don't see color as..."
Stop right there. I can't look at her. This is a serpent. You have Christians and good people that say, "I just want to be nice. I want to get along. I want to hire folks off of their background and what they've done, not off of color they are." Oh, that's racism. See, they're fighting what the globalists can't stand, the abolitionist Christian movement. How would the Democrats, how would the head of Planned Parenthood, Bill Gates' dad, how would they come back at us? Bill Gates' dad worked with Margaret Sanger, who's a young man. How are they going to come with this? A chicken neck demon going, "Oh, a woman says, I don't want to see your color. I just want to, you know, oh, no, you've got to see my color. That's how we fight racism." No, that's how you create it. And then once it is about color, like Crips and Bloods, well, now you're in the gang. Now I got to be that because I'm white walking down the street. Let's go out to break with some of that. And you're just trying to go in a hotel and 20-something black people come up and beat you and break your eyes and knock your eyeball out because you're white and spit on you. That racial attack, it happens all the time. It's okay, though, see? Because, see, they learn to see the race. And they taught that white devil. They taught that white devil good. Too bad they didn't kill him. Damn white devil.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Need for me to play Bill Gates releasing a bunch of mosquitoes and bragging about reducing world population. You've all seen that. Or what about him saying we need to cut carbon till we cut the human population and the TED TV Talks group laughs about it? Or what about Bill Gates saying, oh, if you don't give grandma end-of-life care and don't try to save her, you can hire 10 teachers, but that's death panels and we're not supposed to talk about that. The idea that don't give somebody end-of-life care, your life gets better. Now, when we treat people like they're pieces of garbage, it makes our life worse, too, because somebody else treats us like garbage. Because we don't all stick up for each other. We all end up getting hung. But that's just historical common sense. And that's why the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is so upset with InfoWars and what we do. And they've got this whole army of academics out there teaching white people that they are inherently bad. And see, Bill Gates actually funds groups releasing mosquitoes that have had pathogens added into Florida, into areas of Africa, into areas of Asia, Latin America. He's been caught illegally planting GMO corn in Brazil. We have the articles years ago up on Infowars.com and the videos. And it's all about him showing you openly, throwing in your face what he's going to do to you. And Warren Buffett. Oh, they're such nice men. Warren Buffett gave $30-something billion and so did Bill and Melinda to their tax-free foundation that owns their houses and their helicopters and their everything is all tax-exempt. Because they're that special group that's allowed to do what they want. And what do they push? Forced inoculation. What do they push? The breakup of the family. What do they push? Oh, fixing public schools. They mean federalizing and globalizing and corporatizing them even worse. Make the system fail to bring in your control. And they fund teaching people that, no, you are racist because you're white. You're inherently bad because you're white. And you need to see color and nothing but color, not someone's deeds, but people in their groups. And we're going to bring in unlimited numbers of minorities till you're the minority, but still you're the ruling class because you're white. As Bernie Sanders said, try to cue that up. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. And he went on from there. Now, most of the homeless people I see are white. There's some black folks and Hispanics. I mean, the truth is whites are number 10 on the list of racial groups per capita money. If you look, it's Asians, South Koreans, Japanese, Chinese, Indians. Great. But Bernie Sanders says white people don't know what it's like to be poor. Think about the incredible inherent racism in their own words of that. But see, when Bernie says we need to socialize the wealth to save Baltimore, Democrats are already in control there. That's why the roads are collapsing, why there's rats everywhere, why they don't care. You go, hey, we need to really help Baltimore with real industry. Shut up, don't call black people rats. That's how they change the subject over and over and over again. These are very nasty people that believe humanity is defeated. Can I have another video of this, guys? Thanks. Who believe that, oh, I have it right here, who believe that we're basically done, who believe that we're through, and so just push the most evil, the most corruption, the most cynical thing you can, and humanity will just give up and will adapt to being slaves. That's the operating formulae of the situation. Because they believe the Christian egalitarian system of modernizing and helping the third world created this population bloom. And they want to use the population bloom that Christianity created as a battering ram against the West and what's left of it, because the idea of treating people good is so antithetical to these social engineers' way of life. So they've got to take full control of civilization and society to wreck things, to prove that the experiment of radical egalitarianism and liberalism in the West is a failure. The Renaissance of Christianity was already defeating the corruption of the church, the corruption of the nobility and the royalty. That's why Adam Weishaupt came along right as he saw it teetering to bring in his own occultic new system of domination. And out of that flows the communist revolutions and the hundreds of millions of dead. And we're sitting here talking about the real issues on this show. Not how bold and beautiful and dangerous Caitlyn Jenner is. An old man dressed like a woman. And all of these fraudulent, foppistic exercises in debilitating humanity and creating a fog of distress and confusion to the point of we're killing babies after they're born. We're killing old people for no reason. We've got weird leftists going around being paid huge amounts of money who are white to say, well, blacks won't tell you whites are bad, but I'm here to say whites are bad, and they need to get it. And it's all funded by a grasping eugenicist who, after Hitler was defeated, didn't know what to do. IBM. ran the Nazi Germany. And IBM put Bill Gates in power. IBM created that whole subsidiary to get around trust busting. And IBM runs the supercomputers and the AI. And IBM runs basically the whole show behind the scenes. So you hear about Google, you hear about Alphabet, you hear about Facebook, you hear about Twitter. But all behind the scenes is IBM. And it's not a Nazi conspiracy. It's not a German conspiracy. It's a eugenicist globalist conspiracy hatched in London, England, 170 years ago. And it runs the whole show. And it's got the plan. And it's carrying the whole deal out. You know, the concentration camp, people had that number on them. That was the number. They didn't have barcodes or chips then that you entered into the computer. Pull up Thomas Watson. Thomas Watson and Hitler. Pull up the photos for yourself. He got awards higher than Hitler was given. You know who financed Margaret Sanger? You know who financed all these people? Hitler. IBM. Cold Springs Harbor. Thomas Watson did not even ever take profit himself. He gave all his money into a foundation upon his death to carry out the purification of the race. In today's numbers, he put more than $10 trillion into this. And they're hyping up and winding the minorities up, who are the majority worldwide, into a fiendish group of zombies, hell-bent on conquering the West, and everyone's going to cheer when the bioweapons are released in the future. And 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion people die. Race-specific bioweapons. HIV was only a test. It's killed hundreds of millions of Africans. Even though the Africans are being wound up into an army to come over here and slit my throat, you can show the video of the mother and child being thrown across in the tracks because they were white in Berlin. The left says it's good, they're white. But you see, it's a setup. They send an army to kill you, and then they're going to kill that army. They're going to kill every black person on earth. And anyone with any African genes is going to die. And the genetics jumps across. It's going to kill so many people. And you're all going to die. It's liberal. Don't worry. Oh, all the Arabs are going to die. Any Sephardic Jews are going to die. But don't worry. All the big bankers have got their bunkers built so they can sit out and watch it all happen. Their big cleansing. No, it's not a James Bond Moonraker. Plot. It's the real world. By the way, that Moonraker plot is actually theoretical.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.